Do you think you've ever been given a silent ultimatum?
Probably. I've been in a lot of relationships.
Yeah, I don't know.
I may have even given one. I'm not sure.
It's one thing if you do it. I think it's another thing if you know you're doing it. And you're like, well, that's how I'm going to do it. Listen to this. Now, sometimes people, I think sometimes when people write us for advice, I think they already know. We've said that before. If you're asking, you probably already know.
Probably.
Oh, yeah. Totally.
Usually,
and some of it is so obvious.
This may be one of those. It says, Freebird and Hobbick Show, my friends have told me that what I'm doing is unfair.
Okay.
They referred to it as a silent ultimatum that I have been giving my boyfriend. You guys are dudes, some of you. So here's the backstory. I've been with my boyfriend for 7 years.
A long time.
We moved in together 4 years ago.
Okay.
I was all for getting a place with him because he was talking like he wanted to get married.
Yeah.
Well, I keep thinking he's going to propose, but he has not popped the question. Every big day just comes and goes. My birthday, our anniversary, Christmas, New Year's Eve, etc. Every time I build up expectations, and then nothing happens.
Oh, boy. Yeah.
It's to the point where I want to get married and have kids. I'm done waiting, and I feel like he is stringing me along. He's older. He's 42, and has always said he wants a family. But the question I have is, what the hell are you waiting for? My clock is ticking. I want to start working on a family, and I want to be married when I get pregnant. Is that too much to ask?
No.
He has through Christmas and New Year to propose, or I'm planning on moving out. I'll find someone who wants to have a family.
Yeah.
I mean,
I have not
that.
Said anything to him, and my friends think that I am giving him a very unfair silent ultimatum. I say he's had plenty of time to figure this out.
Well, yeah, I mean, maybe he has.
I don't know.
But also, if you really want to stay with him, like if you want to build a future with him, and this is the only thing standing in the way, then I would say maybe you have a conversation like an adult.
No.
If you are kind of half done anyway, or you know, like if you really stepped back from yourself and went, you know what, actually, I kind of don't even want to do this now, then just leave anyway. Like, I mean, but doing it silently is pointless. Like there's no, it's not going to go anywhere. You're just going to be disappointed. It's not going to happen.
I can understand why you wouldn't want to go to someone and say, hey, I need you to do this or otherwise I'm going to leave, because then you come off insecure and people will tell you like, oh, well, if you trust him or if you love him, you know it's going to happen and you should just wait. But at the same time, if you don't want to wait and you keep thinking it's going to happen and it doesn't, you could tell him, are we on the same page here? You could ask those questions without giving an ultimatum. But I can totally understand if somebody hasn't said that to her and said, hey, this is how you could approach the conversation gently and maybe get what you want from it. But if nobody said that, I could totally understand why she's not like, I want to give you an ultimatum. I think ultimatums are so, I think they're so tough.
Doesn't seem like
they
ever
work
out.
You put a lot of expectations on somebody.
You can't just go propose to me or we're through. I mean,
right.
I feel like if it were me giving that ultimatum, like if the roles were reversed or whatever, we're in a more modern time, and I said, you need to ask me to marry you, or even just if I said, I'm going to ask you to marry me, and if you don't say yes by Christmas, then I'm out. If they said yes, in the back of my head, I'd be like, oh, I wonder if they really meant that.
Yeah.
Yeah, because then do you get what you want and feel good about it at that point? Because you got what you wanted, but did you push them into something they maybe weren't ready for? And no offense to you, it's just they weren't there yet.
Sometimes I'd feel good about it.
Yeah,
but as soon as it got a little bit rough, all that self-doubt would come flooding back in.
No, you just have to ask a conversation, like Kelly said. Just say, hey, look, we've been together quite a while, and I would really like to have a family, make like a permanent life with you, but I need to know where you're at in your mind because, if you're not on the same page.
Yeah.
I can't imagine.
I mean, when you want to start a family, there is a clock. You only have so long.
And I think men and women too approach it differently based on and this just goes back of generations of being playing certain roles, right? As a woman, you want to be married and then have kids. As a man, you want to be able to be married and support a family.
You want to be supportive.
It is so deeply ingrained. So you could be on the same page, just at different steps.
Different timelines.
Sure.
Yeah.
Especially if he's older than you, he might think, well, she's got plenty of time.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
The audience always comes through. This is some advice from Wisconsin. Have you thought of cutting his brake lines? A near-death experience often makes people realize what's important to them.
That's a great point.
I'm going to need to check this specific person's text because I feel like this comes up, and I wonder if it's the same person every time who's like, I think we should cut those brake lines.
Well, I'm glad they remind us.
But I think that's a great point.
It's a great reminder.
I think a lot of people do really reevaluate their status when they thought that they were going to die.
Yeah, he's going to think, oh, my God, I almost died. I didn't pass my DNA on. I won't live forever through my children.
Yeah.
That's true. It'd be very strange to be together for that amount of time and not have had some sort of frank discussion about marriage, like maybe 6 years earlier.
Well, especially if it's been like you've been waiting on this for like 5 years or something, or since you moved together, which was 3 years ago.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, everybody's at some point you would think that, you'd stop waiting for certain holidays and special days and go, hey, so what do you think about this?
For me, though, I mean, by the time I'm moving in with someone, that's the time that discussion should take place. Like, for me, that would be my expectation. Like, okay, we're cohabitating. We're not just, kicking the tires on this. We think there's a future. We're not just roommates who bang. That would have been fine, too.
Who knows, baby?
Right.
Yeah, that's not. That's fine.
Yeah, that's fine too. That's
why doesn't? Works. Yeah, she should just ask.
Propose?
Yeah, just get rid of those gender stereotype. Norms.
A lot of people are saying,
pop the question
exactly that,
and then put a baby in him. Really break down barriers.
If he's waited that long, he isn't going to respond favorably to her doing it. I can promise you that.
Maybe he's scared.
He might be, but that's not going to make him go, oh, okay, I've just been waiting for you to ask.
It's pretty unlikely.
Yeah, no way.
This text from Birmingham, if he's 42 and doesn't have kids already, it's because he doesn't want kids. And then they wrote, speaking from experience myself. That's possible. Maybe he says he wants kids, but when the rubber meets the road, the idea of that is terrifying.
Probably.
And
probably.
He knows that if he gets married, if he proposes, then that expedites that process of something that deep down he's terrified about.
Yeah. These are all things they should talk about together.
They really should. They really should. Because, if he's 42, you're right. If he probably is of the mindset that a lot of guys are, is if I just never think about it and we don't talk about it, I never have to worry about it.
Mm-hmm.
It'll just be fine.
Somebody sent this. What if the guy is planning a proposal for New Year's Eve? Been planning it for some time.
Oh.
The girl's friend pulls him aside and says, hey, if you don't get her a ring by Christmas, she's dumping you. Should he then change his mind?
Well, I don't think he should change his mind because she's been in a relationship for 6 years and she's ready for it. He probably knows. But it would be an interesting conversation to have, like, maybe after you've proposed, or to let her know, like, hey, I've heard you've been setting some expectations. Just trust the process. But, yeah, to break up with her because your friend told you that she's feeling fed up or insecure or whatever it might be, maybe that would show you that that's not the right person for you either.
No, but that could be perfect, though, because that's an immediate turnabout in your face. Because if he's already got it, and then she gives him and she says, I've been waiting and waiting, and you haven't proposed, and so I'm going to break up. And then he goes, it's funny you say that. And then he gets down on one knee and goes, it's in my hand right now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't think
she's too angry.
Boy, that would be a bad moment.
I don't know. I don't think I'd hate it. I don't think I'd hate it. It's kind of one of those things when you just like, I just really need you to do exactly what I want right now. Or it is that ultimatum that I hate. But at the same time, if I was there and then he got down on one knee and was like, actually, I'd be like, oh, my God, finally. All right, I'm not breaking up with you.
Yeah.
This text.
Then you'd have a good laugh about
it.
Like, oh, my God, I was so ready to just walk from this, and it turns out you really do love me.
Yeah, we were on the same timeline the whole time.
Yeah.
What if she has been ramping up all week, and it is too late?
Like, too late for her
like
to
say
like,
she's already
yes?
cut the crotch out of all of his jeans and stuff.
Yeah. Like, she's been really pumping herself up. It's the big day. Big game.
Man.
Let's go. and it's just too it's too late.
What if?
That sucks.
Ooh, hear me out on this idea. I think this is a good one.
Let's hear another what if.
What if she gets knocked up by another guy, but then just tells him it's his, and then he feels like in order to make her an honest woman, he just has to marry her.
So she forces him into it.
Yes.
That's more like it.
Yeah. I think that's pretty good.
This text, has that person considered slowly poisoning them? Munchausen by proxy is a way to make people love you for a long time and know they can always count on you.
Yeah, put feces in his saline bag.
Yeah, he can never leave you if he feels indebted to you taking care of him.